I've realized more than ever that each day a person has a choice of being grateful or complaining. I get it, there are always things to complain about. But you know what? There are always things to be grateful for. It's about which you choose every single day. I like to think that choosing gratitude is more fun. I know people who I'm pretty sure think complaining is more fun. And hey, if it works for you and you're living a rich and full existence, then keep on doing what you're doing. Some people love to fixate on how horrible society is and how things keep getting worse. Well, here's the thing. That's been the case since the beginning of humankind. That is simply the science of humans, and I personally can't do anything to change that. In a world where there are so many things we have absolutely no control over, the one thing we can control is how we respond to and think about an event in our lives. But I can try each day to focus on all of the good that exists and do my best to bring something meaningful to those around me. It's not as if I put my head in the sand and float through life wearing rose-colored glasses. But I wake up each morning with the confidence that God has a plan for my life, and I do things that are leading me to take action and accomplish my goals. This is what gives me hope and peace. Until my dying day, this is how I will live, and I hope to pass on that legacy to those around me. People desperately want to feel connected to something, and when they're not, they wander aimlessly through life filled with fear and no sense of purpose for their day. I want to encourage you today to find your purpose. Find something that gives you energy and pursue it. Ask God to show you. He will show himself to you over and over. Again, if what you're doing is working and you are living your best life, then that's great. But if you've been feeling restless with no focus, start doing something. Start with a walk around the block. Start volunteering somewhere for 1 hour per week. Offer to help your neighbor with something. Action is the best way to find your purpose. No matter what phase of life you're in, it's never too late. Life is fleeting and you're never going to get this time back. This past week, Iris Apfel died. She was an amazing lady who lived to be 102 years old. She was exactly 50 years older than me, and with the genes in my family, I'm certain I'll live to be 102. That means I have 50 years left, and with how quickly these past 52 years have passed, I am eager to take these next 50 up a notch. Be grateful and stop wasting time. I'd love to hear from you how you are practicing ways of expressing gratitude and taking action in your life. Please reach out to me on Instagram at the Jenny Jacobs, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.